Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. More on the reviews at Portiuncula Hospital. Letters are going to be sent to about 800 expectant mothers who are due to give birth at the hospital in Galway. The letters will be sent by the HSE informing the pregnant mothers of external reviews taking place into the delivery of 9 babies. So this is all about reassuring pregnant couples in that area of the safety of the hospital and of delivery of babies there. Dr. Pat Nash, Regional Clinical Director with the HSE West, has confirmed the letter would be received over the coming days because the HSE wanted to be open and transparent with the women regarding the reviews. Jim O'Callaghan has lots to say in his new role as Justice Minister. He's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. He says that we need to get Gardaí away from their desks and go back to policing the streets. I thought we did do this. I thought we brought civilians into Garda Síochána for this reason, because people love Gardaí on the beat. It's the one thing people love to see is guards downtown walking around, keeping an eye on things. And Jim O'Callaghan says that he wants to get the Gardaí away from their desks and back on the beat. He says that there is a waste of resources and he wants to increase Garda numbers. Rank and file Gardaí welcoming his comments as refreshing. So you can read more about that on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Our good friends at the OPW are back in the headlines today, this time over a wall. So the OPW, that's the Office of Public Works, is under fire after spending €490,000 replacing a 70-metre wall outside the Workplace Relations Commission in Dublin. And the agency has already faced criticism over the famous bike shed, which cost over €300,000. And then we had the security hut at the Department of Finance, which was €1.4 million. Now we've a wall, 70 metres, which cost €490. Mind you, we found it across the water in Donald Trump's America. It's very expensive to build walls as well. Social Democrat TD Gary Gannon, though, says nearly €500,000 is an eye-watering sum to repair a wall. And the OPW has questions to answer. If any of you are experts in building walls, you might let me know for 70 metres if that's cheap or expensive. I've absolutely no idea. Gary Gannon obviously does know, but you might just let us know. You can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106. How much would it cost to actually replace a wall? So that's more about the OPW on the front of the Indo. More about the storm on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Storm in a teacup is the headline. Taoiseach Micheál Martin confronted by an angry mum yesterday. He was visiting an emergency hub helping residents still without power and water. And Rachel Connolly from Roscommon told the Taoiseach that her child is studying for the Leaving Cert by candlelight, and it comes as rescue crews from the UK, Austria and Finland arrived to help. We'll have more about that and the storm and the reaction to the storm on News Talk Breakfast from 7. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Sun have the same story on the front page. Son of a Gun is the front of the Star, and then Brat Freddy is the front of the Irish Sun, which is the news that Fat Freddie Thompson's son was yesterday jailed for 8 years for carrying out a daylight shooting. Brad Dempsey blasted at a packed car in January 2022 after a pal had been assaulted earlier. Fat's My Boy is the front of the Irish Sun headline there. Inside the papers, is Bertie Ahern going to run for president or not? Will he, won't he? Well, the Irish Times has an interview with Bertie. He was at the Law Society yesterday because he won a big award from the Law Society in recognition of building peace in Ireland. And apparently Bertie Ahern is still coy about his ambitions for a run in the presidential election. The clock is ticking here. We have the election later this year. It is January. And he was asked about it and he said, we'll see. He said that there were three considerations that he'd have to take into account in making any decision to run. The first thing he's thinking of is, would he get any support? The second is, would he get the nomination of Fianna Fáil? And the third is, would it really suit him? And he says that the answer to those three questions is still in the air. I think he does want to run. He also noted that he'll be 74 in the autumn. But sure, Donald Trump is 78. No problems there. So we'll see what happens. But Bertie Ahern did say some of the names around, you wouldn't know who they are, but there are good people. These are some of the names being floated to run for president. It is February very, very soon, over the weekend, and in the Mirror we're told that people aren't looking forward to the month of February for some reason. I think January is worse than February. It's a nice short month, but nearly half of us wish we could skip February and go straight to March. A survey crowned February the Monday of all months. November is worse as well, but anyway, dreary weather, freezing temperatures and short days were cited as the top reasons why many would like to banish February from the calendar. That's despite the fact that we have Valentine's Day and we do have a public holiday here in Ireland as well. The survey of 2,000 adults found 30% admitted their New Year's resolutions have faded by the time the second month kicks off. Anyone I know, their New Year's resolutions have already faded after payday last Friday. Elsewhere, another benefit to Brexit on the front of the Telegraph. So we heard recently that British people who want to buy houses in Spain are going to have to pay 100% tax. Here's another benefit of leaving the EU. British tourists are going to have to pay more to visit Mona Lisa in the Louvre, because they're going to help fund a dedicated new room for the iconic painting and a grand new entrance to the museum. So French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that non-EU citizens are going to be targeted. And basically, the Louvre welcomes 9 million visitors last year, but it's in a deplorable state of disrepair and it can't cope with the amount of tourists who are coming to see the Mona Lisa. So now the British tourists and those from outside the EU will have to pay more to visit the museum. The current entry fee is €22, and they reckon that they'll have to pay more as a result of that. Separately, I've never seen the Mona Lisa, but I was watching a documentary. It's absolutely tiny. I'm sure some of you have seen it. I didn't realise the painting was so small. And British people are going to pay more to see it. Few final stories, all from the Daily Mail. One is about the price, staying with tourism, the price of a pint in Dublin. A tourist hotspot in Dublin has been slammed as a rip-off after a customer had to pay €50 for 5 pints of Guinness. This is in Temple Bar. And the receipt was posted on Twitter. Sorry, just under €50, 5 pints of Guinness, €49.75. So €9.95 each for a pint of Guinness. A pint of Harp was €10.95. A Bailey's was €10.95. A Smirnoff vodka was €9.95. A mixer was €4.45. And the total for all those drinks, €85.95. Incredible amount of money being charged there. And I see that if you're looking to date someone, you shouldn't use cheesy one-liners or play hard to get. The best way to flirt is to ask for help. Researchers discovered that requesting assistance can indicate romantic interest and attract a partner. So don't be too proud. Ask for help and you might find a partner. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.